Oh, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis. And the translation of the Pasuk is, from the fruit of the mouth of a man will eat good, but the soul of the Bogdim is Chamas. Okay, I'll take questions on the Pasuk.
So if you mind giving me your translation one more time, Rabbi?
Yeah. From the fruit of the mouth of a man will eat good, or he will eat good, but the soul of the Bogdim is Chamas.
It's what? What's the last word?
Chamas, violence.
His soul is violent?
But the soul of the Bogdim is violence.
Well, I guess that's our first question, or my first question is, how is a soul violent?
Well, it's the soul of the Bogdim. So it's the Bogdim that is violent. It's not the Bogdim, it's the soul of the Bogdim. What else? What other questions are there?
Brian Moskowitz, sorry, we're a little late. Which pasuk is it?
This is Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Translation is, from the fruit of the mouth of a man, he will eat good. But the soul of the Bogdim is Chamas. What are the questions?
How does one eat from the fruit of his mouth?
I mean, I don't know if you explain this, but I have no idea what the fruit of the mouth of a man is.
Okay. So the first question is, it doesn't say whether the fruit is good or bad. So we don't know. It could be from bad fruit of the mouth, a man will eat good. I don't know. But it doesn't say whether the fruit is good or bad. We don't know what the fruit of the mouth is either. But we don't know if it's good or bad.
What does that even, what does Yokal Tov mean? I have no idea what that phrase even means. To eat good? Or what is that?
Well, in Hebrew, it says, Yokal Tov. He will eat good. I don't know what that means either. I don't know what the good is. And I don't know if it comes from bad or good. What other questions?
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the connection between the boged and the fruit of the mouth. It sounds like boged has to do with dishonesty, maybe.
Yeah, what does bogdim have to do with it? And in other words, what does the first half have to do with the second half? One is talking about the fruit of the mouth, and the other is talking about the soul of a boged, which doesn't make any sense. There should be one more question. What's the last question?
Well, what is their nefesh? And in what way is it Hamas?
Well, I don't know what a bogate is. According to the Pasuk, what is a bogate?
And how are these opposites?
And what?
In what way are the first half and the second half opposites?
Yeah, right. That's what we asked. Right. I think that covers all the questions. I'll read the Rabag. The Rabag says, Mipri Piyish. So he says, V'diburo b'chachma. So the Rabag had the same question we had, and he's saying it's impossible to be bad if you can eat good, so there must be something good. So what is he talking about? He's talking about chachma, some type of chachma. Okay? Yochal Tov. Now, he says, what is the Yochal Tov? He says, from the fruit of the mouth of a man. So he says, what's the mouth? He says, Amadaber Ba'atzmo, he speaks with himself. Okay. He's speaking some type of chachma with himself. He says, "Ki because botzio hadavarim befiv," when he brings forth words in his mouth. In other words, he speaks it out loud. Tishlam yo yosach akira b'hem. He completes more so the investigation in them. In them means whoever speaks out loud. Bekolshkein, and certainly, sheyochal tov, that he'll eat well, mipri sichlo, from the fruit of his mind, Hashem imenu, from it, makor adibu omotso, is the source of words, and or speech, and what he brings forth. Okay? So he says, the Mitzvah says, the Rabbak says, there are two benefits. One is he completes it more, the investigation. Question is, I'll leave the questions to you. Okay? So the first thing is he completes the chakira more, and then he says, and certainly the fruit of his mind, that he'll also benefit from that. So there's two benefits. What are the questions? What's the questions? On the Rabag. Okay? When you think it out in your mind, you get a certain amount. But he says if you talk it out, he says you complete the investigation. So the question is, what is complete? And also the second thing, what is the fruit that he's talking about when he says, "V'kolshkein sheyochal tov mipri sichlo?" So the question is, what is that benefit? Okay, what do you say?
Regarding the first question, there is something about verbalizing a response that makes one finish actually clarifying it for oneself, right? Because one can have sort of a vague idea and think he understands something, but when he goes to speak it, he actually has to give enough definition, and that's when he runs into problems. He discovers that he doesn't yet have it. The fact that he can't verbalize it lets him know that he has not fully grasped the idea.
I think that's the second half. He says, V'kolshkein, I'll read it again, V'kolshkein che'yochal tov mepri sichlo, and it's certain that he will eat good fruit from his mind, which seems to mean clarity. Clarity of the mind, which is the source of all speech. So I think the kolshkein is that he certainly gets clarity. That's without question. By speaking it out, it'll be more clear than if you're just thinking it in your mind. So now the question is, what does it mean to complete the investigation? I think complete means that he opens up more information. He broadens out the discussion to a greater area. In other words, sometimes you see something in one area, but then as you talk about it, you start associating to other areas. Okay? That is the benefit. That is the first half of the pasuk, that when a man speaks in chachma, when nobody else is around, so then he opens up, he gets two things. One, he gets clarity. That's without question. That's a kolshkein. That's kolshkein. That when you speak something out, you'll get clarity of mind. But also there's another benefit, that you open up the subject to more areas and to more comparison, so, or distinctions, which will make it clearer. Now we have to deal with the second half.
Can you explain the kolshkein? I'm not saying this, the Ralbach's kolshkein.
He says there's without a doubt that when you speak it out, that it becomes clearer. Now let's put it this way. I don't know why. I can't explain why. I tried, but I can't. I can't explain why. All I do know is that it is a fact that when you talk something out, it becomes clearer to the mind, even if nobody is there.
So what's the first part then? If that's the kolshkein, what's the first part?
So the first part is that he completes it, means that he opens up more areas that he wouldn't have thought of before. Comparisons or distinctions, other type of relationships to the subject that you're working on.
I see. Okay, so one is getting clear what you first said, and then it's comparisons, you said?
Yeah, then you open up is comparisons to other things or distinctions or things like that that you compare, that you open up the area to more areas. If it's hard to do, that's why you have a chavrusa. But if you don't have a chavrusa, if possible, you should try to talk it out loud by yourself.
Is that why the Rambam says that that it's ideal to learn out loud, and if you don't learn out loud, you'll forget things, or is that a different idea?
I don't know. I don't know what the Rambam has in mind.
Okay.
Now the next half. Ulam, however, nefesh bogdim yeh pirya. Its fruit will be chamas. Ki kol machsheves nafsham, because all the thoughts of their soul, bizbona nusam, and their investigations, huba siyas hachamas, is doing the chamas. So what is the Ralbach saying here? The Ralbach is saying that the definition it seems to be that he's saying the definition of a bogeid is a person that his only thoughts are violent. I mean, sometimes we think maybe violent thoughts, but it's only sometimes. The bogeid is always, that's his whole, the definition of a bogeid is that he is always involved in violence. Below Zacha Pihem, the Pasuk does not mention Pihem when he talks about the Bogeid. Kiheim malimem kavanosam, because they have to hide their intention. Okay? Im shezeh, with this, gam kain, also, huma haflogas hachila fanifla. It's the most awesome difference, distinction, asher bein habogdim v'hachachamim, that is between the bogdim and the chachamim. Okay? He says, there's an unbelievable distinction here, an extreme difference between the Bogdim and the Chachamim. Question is, what is it? What is the Ralbag adding here? And the thing is, let's say, for instance, a person is thinking about helping somebody, a chacham. He's thinking about helping somebody, and he wants clarity when he helps that person. He wants to make sure he has it clear in his mind and he has all the information. He wants it clear, so he talks it out loud. There's no fear of talking it out loud, because if somebody hears it, he'll get a benefit. They'll say, wow, what a nice guy he is. Okay? He's not afraid of being heard. While the bogeid, he's afraid that he might be heard. So if he wants to talk it out, he has a fear somebody might hear. So, and he'll get in trouble. So the Ralbag is saying that the distinction between the Chachamim and the Bogdim is in clarity of their strategy. They have some type of strategy, the Chacham to help people and the Bogeid to harm people. Has an unbelievable advantage that he could talk it out and he's not afraid if somebody hears him. On the contrary, he'll be rewarded. But the bogeid, he has a fear of talking it out. So therefore, he can't work out his strategy as clearly as the chacham. Are there any questions?
So his talk, the problem is his talking won't be as clear, or the problem is his talking, it'll clarify an issue that'll be a bad issue.
No, he won't be clear because he can't talk it out.
Isn't that good? Do we not want him to be clear? Meaning?
What?
You're saying his talking won't be clear.
We're just saying he can't talk it out because he'll be afraid of getting caught. So he doesn't have the same clarity in his strategy as the Chacham has in his strategy. He is not talking about the harm to him for being a bogeid. That he's not talking about. Okay? What he is talking about, what the Pasuk is talking about, according to the Ralbag, is in the clarity of their two strategies. One will have clarity in his strategy, because he could talk it out, and the other one will not have his strategy will only be what he gets in his mind. I mean, they could do a lot of harm with that also, what he does with his mind. He could have a good strategy, but it would even be better and more, he'd be more protected if he could talk it out and get all the possibilities. But that harms his, but then he could get harmed himself because he'll get caught.
So what kind of person is this Pasuk talking to? You know, what kind of person is deciding between thinking out ideas out loud versus, you know, plotting out schemes?
I don't know who to, I'll tell you the truth, I couldn't answer that. Who he's talking to. I don't know who he's talking to. All I know what the subject is. The subject is talking for clarity. And the Chacham has a situation where he can't talk more. The Bogey talking is dangerous.
Right, no, I hear, I hear what you're saying. It's just tough, you know, because, like, I can't see what kind of person, like you said. It's hard to see the person this is going on.
What do you mean it's hard to see the person?
Like, who's the subject of this pasuk?
The subject is talking for clarity. That's the subject of the pasuk. Because the subject must include the Chacham and the Bogeid. The Chacham has a situation where he can talk more. The Bogey talking is dangerous.
Right. So if you're in the business of, you know, developing your ideas, it's better to go into the world of Chacham because your ideas are going to be more refined in that sense because you have this advantage.
If you're helping somebody, it will be better. You'll get a better strategy in helping the person than if you would not talk it out. And you're not afraid if you get caught. Because if you get caught, people will say, you'll be rewarded for what you did. There's one more question that was asked. And that was, the Pasuk doesn't use the word Chacham. That's the Rabag. But however, it says from the fruit of a man, the mouth of a man. Why does it say man? Why didn't it say Chacham? Why did it say man? What do you say?
A normal person, he doesn't have this fear of his thoughts being heard. He doesn't have violent thoughts, so he doesn't have to worry about people hearing them.
Even if a normal person that's not a Chacham, but he just has this idea and he wants to help somebody, then if he talks it out, he'll get it clear. You don't have to be a Chacham to get it clearer. You have to be a person that talks out your strategy to get it clearer. Whatever your strategy is in life, whenever you have a strategy, whenever you want to do something, you should always know whether you're a Chacham or not, if you talk it out, it will become clearer. That way, he's speaking to all people. In all your strategies of life, you should always talk it out.
The reason it says Nefesh Bogim is because the Bogim don't talk out. Their thoughts only take place within the Nefesh.
That's correct. It's all in their soul, right. That's what the Ralbach says. It doesn't use the word Dibur by the Bogeid. It used the word soul, which means in his heart. He can only think it out. I mean, he could do damage that way too, but it wouldn't be as clear.
It's interesting. It's like a very good example of Mishle, that we don't actually care about, you know, if it's right or wrong that they want to do, you know, Hamas or anything like that. All we care about is, you know, what are the consequences of trying to think about it this way versus that way. You know, it's not like a moral type of thing here. It's a, you know, interesting example.
That's right. That's very good. It's very good. You're absolutely right. It's only consequences. And it's a good lesson. I mean, you know what I mean? Whenever you have a strategy, if you don't have it, if you have somebody to talk it out with, that's the purpose of a chavrusa. You talk it out so it becomes clearer with your chavrusa. But sometimes you don't always have a chavrusa. Rabbi Chaim one time told me he was in Lakewood, and he heard Rav Aaron Cutler talking. So he's just curious who he was talking to. There was nobody in the room. He was just talking out ideas. So it doesn't matter who it is. It could be an ordinary human being. If he talks it out, he'll get it clearer. That's the way the mind works. He'll get it clear, and he'll open the area much more. I don't have to do that because I have students. Okay, are there any questions?
I think we're good, thank you.
Okay, I expect you to talk this idea out.
That's right.
Okay, take care. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good one, thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
Thanks, Rabbi.